Imagine the Magical Mystery Tour, not with the Fab Four, but with a whimsical 18, all dressed in navy white uniforms and all fixated on music from their mother's mother's era.
Broadcasting live from the Barbara Bush Auditorium, the world's largest underwater auditorium, aboard the nuclear submarine USS Leviathan, 5 miles below the polar ice cap at the Arctic Circle.
The new Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra is based in New Orleans. Its repertoire includes one-steps, two-steps, rags, marches, tangos, waltzes, and of course, foxtrots. And while New Leviathan has a golden reputation for authenticity, they were tapped by Woody Allen to do the music for his movie Bullets Over Broadway, most of its members are not full-time musicians. They're part of a subculture who once excelled in high school band. The orchestra's leader is a public defender. The first chair violinist works as a pathologist, and the guy with the tuba is a real estate broker. Co-founder George Schmidt is a painter who moonlights as both banjo player and singer.
We rehearse every Wednesday. I call it the Toot Whistle Plunk and Boom Club. We come away from those rehearsals absolutely delirious because this music is so much fun to listen to. And to play, it's even more invigorating, you know?
Under the mellow Arabian moon with an Arab maid in the desert shade humming a sweet Arabian tune, Turkish melodies playing on the breeze, holding someone...
New Leviathan takes its name from a former ocean liner once billed as the largest ship in the world. George Schmidt says the orchestra started as a bit of a lark.
We started in 72 up at Tulane. Some friends of mine and I decided to make fun of the ragtime revival, which was going on at the time, and we decided to do this concert at Dixon Hall that would bring back a music that maybe didn't really deserve revival. But 1915, ragtime music started to wear out with the general public, so the songwriting establishment had to come up with a new gimmick, and I think what they did was to come up with something called the Oriental Foxtrot. We played this music sort of tongue-in-cheek, but after a while it's sort of like we were sort of vaccinated with it. And the more we researched this type of music, we realized how rooted it was in America's immigrant past. You know, like Lena, the Queen of Palestina by J. Russell Robinson and Con Conrad is actually based on an early klezmer theme. So this music does have a real past. It just wasn't, like we thought at the time, a gimmick.
I heard her play once or twice. She got Lena pushing on her concertina down old Palestine way.
Why the Middle East theme CD?
I had a friend of mine give me a recording, a USO tour that was done by Ina Ray Hutton. She was a lady band leader and a really great act. And I thought, well, you know, maybe we'd do a record using this Oriental Foxtrot, but I thought it would be neat to do a kind of an impossible USO tour with an impossible audience.
This next piece is dedicated to General Tommy Franks and the American Expeditionary Ground Forces. It's called Egyptianella, and boy, oh boy, wouldn't you like to support her troops? Weapons of mass destruction.
But there was this Middle East thing in jazz and in movies. You know, you see the Chinese theater, the Egyptian theater, and it's all from that era, yeah?
Yeah, it was a lot going on in the 20s and the teens vis-a-vis the Middle East. You know, the Balfour Declaration, the discovery of King Tut's tomb, and sort of fertile ground for the American popular songwriter to sort of romp in, you know? East is East and West is West, that kind of approach. Well, like, for instance, in the song... Rebecca came back from Mecca, you know, she comes back with all these decadent habits and her parents can't understand it. She's sort of like a turn into a teenage Theda Bara, you know.
Rebecca came back from Mecca, all day long she keeps on smoking Turkish tobacco. With a smile upon her face, she keeps dancing round the place. And yesterday her father found her with a Turkish towel around her. Oh, oh. Everyone bought it so. They think she's crazy in the dough.
I don't think you want to be playing this in Mecca, though.
No, they wouldn't allow it, I'm afraid.
How do you find these songs?
Tulane has an excellent archive. It's called the Ransom Jazz Archive. They've got a huge collection of orchestrations that was donated by the wife of a band leader down here in New Orleans, a man named John Robichaud. So we had access to these pieces. We had thousands of them.
What are your favorites on this album?
I think the Sphinx. The Sphinx. Yes, by Otto Matson. You know, it has a lot of beautiful percussive effects in it that you couldn't put on an old 78. You know, the old recording method, that big horn you played into, and the drummer played too loudly, would knock the needle off the wax, you know? So when you redo this stuff, you hear what it really sounded like. And that's, to me, the Sphinx is the closest to that era.
Why do you think there's such a demand for your band?
Well, actually, there isn't.
That's why you're 18, here.
It's 18 pieces, and they're afraid of that. You know, we do conventions. We fill the tent, actually, at the Jazz Festival. It's been playing there almost 30 years, and like we're now the oldest group.
If you took it on the road, how do you think you'd do?
Actually, the furthest we've gotten was Milan, Italy. We played in
that's pretty
the
far.
Carnival.
That's
pretty good. It was really nice because it was. I think Europeans have, in an odd sort of way, have a better sense, a grasp of American cultural history than Americans do, you know?
I think you'd be great in Russia. They love jazz and they love the parties, just like New Orleans.
Well, it's more beer town than vodka, but... That is true. We do have a drinking problem here.
Really?
It's so hot, though. It's so hot. You know, you take a nice hot bath and you have a Coke and bourbon on chipped ice.
George Schmidt, founding member of the New Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra. The band's newest CD is Burning Sands. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Beckwith.